الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we bring another beautiful, fascinating and faith-enlightening episode before you of our program that goes by the name of World of Angels. Today, inshallah, we will bring more astonishing and fascinating facts of angels before you. We'll be talking about different aspects of angels, different powers that they've been given and different angels altogether in our today's episode. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, by watching the full episode today, inshallah, your knowledge will further increase. Before carrying any further, as usual, let's listen to the virtue of reciting durood upon the noble prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The holy prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, ya ayyuhan nasu inna anjaakum yawm al-qiyamati min ahwaliha wa mawatiniha أَكْثَرُكُمْ عَلَيَّ صَلَاتٍ فِي دَارِ الدُّنْيَا. Meaning that, O people, undoubtedly, on the day of judgment, the person to attain quick salvation from his horrors and accountability will be the one who would have recited the most durood upon me in this world. So, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we know the day of judgment will be very severe. There will be different kinds of calamities that one will be facing on the day of judgment. Now, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has told us, has given us the way how can we stay safe from those horrors and the accountability that will take place on the day of judgment. That will be by reciting durood, sending peace and salutations upon him in abundance in this world. The one who would recite most durood upon him in this world will be saved from the horrors and the accountability of the day of judgment. So we shall also develop a habit of reciting durood upon the noble prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam as much as we can. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the first angel that we will be talking about today is very strange. The facts that he carries are quite strange. Hazrat Sayyiduna Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has stated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said that there is such an angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that if he is told to eat all the earths and seven skies in one bite, if Allah Almighty commands him to do so, then he can do so. And what is his tasbih? His tasbih is that you are pure wherever you are. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, this very angel is so enormous that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands him to eat up all these earths and all the seven skies in one bite, then this very angel will be able to do so. And despite how enormous and huge he is, still his tasbih is that you are pure wherever you are. Despite all his greatness, he still glorifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the words in which he glorifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that you are pure wherever you are. This another very astonishing angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the name of this very angel is Hazrat Sayyiduna Mita Turush alayhi salam. This is the name of this very angel. And do you know that what exactly is Sayyiduna Mita Turush alayhi salatu wasalam appointed at? What task has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given him? Then dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyiduna Mita Turush alayhi salatu wasalam is made custodian upon the veils. So he alayhi salatu wasalam is head of the veils of all the skies. Hazrat Sayyidina Rabi' bin Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu states that the first sky is made up of collected waves. The second sky is made up of marble. The third sky is made up of metal. The fourth is of copper. The fifth sky is made up of silver. The sixth sky is made up of gold. And the seventh sky is made up of rubies. So this is what every single sky is made up of. Above these, meaning above all these seven skies, are the deserts of Noor. Now knowledge regarding what's beyond them is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the appointed angel, meaning the one who's appointed over the wheels. No one other than them know what there is. And the name of that angel who knows that what exists beyond that is Sayyiduna Mita Turush alayhi salatu wasalam. Now in this narration, there is the mention of such a muqarrab angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who knows such secrets which even other angels don't know. And the name of this angel is Mita Turush alayhi salatu wasalam. So far we've covered the greatness of Sayyidina Mita Turush alayhi salatu wasalam, and also we've covered the knowledge, the information in regards to what every single sky is made of. Furthermore, dear viewers of Madani Channel, there's also another amazing angel, another angel who's been blessed with amazing attributes and excellences from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, his name is Sayyiduna Rayafil alayhi salam. And dear viewers of Madani Channel, another aspect would be very interesting for you, that there are some angels who also hold friendship with humans. Some of the humans they also be friends with. And Sayyiduna Rayafil alayhi salatu wasalam is also amongst those angels who held friendship with one of the humans. And who was this human? This human was none other than Hazrat Sayyiduna Dhulqarnain, who was the king who was blessed with the kingship of the entire world. Imam Abu Ja'far radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates from his father that Ali bin Hussein bin Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhum narrates that Dhulqarnain had a friend among angels whose name was Rayafil. This angel comes to him and beholds him. So once he expressed his desire to him that, meaning Sayyiduna Dhulqarnain expressed this desire to Sayyiduna Rayafil alayhi salatu wasalam that, tell me, how do you worship in the skies? So Sayyiduna Rayafil alayhi salatu wasalam, who's also amongst very distinctive angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, very highly ranked angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said to Sayyiduna Dhulqarnain that some angels in the skies are in the state of Qiyam, who will never sit down. Some are in the state of prostration, they will never raise their heads. Some are in the state of ruku' and they will never stand straight. And few have lifted their faces, who will never lower their heads. They will always have their eyes wide open in anxiety. Their worship is as following. This is what they utter. This is what their tasbih is. سبحان الملك القدوس رب الملائكة والروح ربي ما عبدناك حق عبادتك. Meaning that, O King and Quddus Jalla Jalalu, you are pure. You are the only Lord of the Ruh, of the soul and angels. O our Lord, we have not worshipped you the way you deserve to be worshipped. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, you see that the angel which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in ruku remains in ruku. The one who is in the state of sajda, he remains in the state of sajda. The one who is in the state of qiyam, he stays in the state of qiyam. But despite all this, what are they saying? Despite worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such state, they still say that, Ya Allah Almighty, O Allah Almighty, we still have not duly worshipped you. We have not worshipped you the way you deserve to be worshipped. We have not fulfilled the right of worshipping you the way we should have worshipped you. Whereas us human beings, Dear viewers of Madani Channel, what is our state? We firstly don't perform any worship, and if we do happen to perform any worship, then we think that we are the most pious people. No, dear viewers of Madani Channel, no matter how much we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if we keep prostrating, even if we keep our head in sajda for our entire life, still we cannot pay the gratitude for the ni'mah of even one eye that has been blessed to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what do we boast upon? What do we be arrogant of? After performing 5 daily salahs, we think that we are the most pious person on the face of earth? No, dear viewers of Madani Channel. We shall always think of ourselves to be very low and always strive to keep performing the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Try to keep striving to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through our acts of worship. And the more acts of worship we perform, the lesser we shall think of them. This way, insha'Allah azza wa jal, we will attain a closeness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will insha'Allah azza wa jal escalate the ranks of piety as well. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, we've just covered the aspect of Sayyiduna Riyafil alayhi salatu wa salam, that he was friend with Sayyiduna Dhulqarnain. Now, regarding his name, there are different narrations mentioning different names for him. We've mentioned one narration before you in which his name was mentioned as Riyafil. In the compiled work of the collection of Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Shaykh Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, his name is mentioned to be as Ziyafil Alayhi Salam. In Durre Mansur, it is mentioned as Zarafil Alayhi Salam, and in another published copy of Durre Mansur, it is mentioned as Zaraqil Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. We find another narration in relation to his name where Hazrat Sayyiduna Mawla Mushkil Kusha Sheri Khuda Ali al-Murtaza Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem mentions that Hazrat Sayyiduna Zulqarnain had a friend amongst angels who was called Riyafil. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now, let's hear about another very dignified and highly ranked angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what a beautiful task he is appointed at. And after listening to the task that he is appointed at, it will also give us a mindset of working for our akhirah, of bettering our hereafter, and attaining the paradise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is prepared, that is made for believers. So, Hazrat Sayyiduna Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that there is an angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is making ornaments for the dwellers of paradise since the creation of the universe and will keep doing so until the day of judgment is established. Meaning that this very angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making the ornaments, the jewelry that will be worn by those fortunate believers who will enter the paradise, and he is doing so since the universe was created, and he will keep doing so until the day of judgment is established. Furthermore, Sayyiduna Wahab radiallahu ta'ala anhu stated that when the souls of believers are captured, then they are handed over to an angel, and his name is Ramya'il alayhi salam, and he is the treasurer of the souls of believers, of the souls of mu'mineen. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, we also come to know about this great angel whose name is Sayyiduna Ramya'il alayhi salatu wasalam, and what a beautiful task Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed him at, that he's making the ornaments and jewelry for the dwellers of paradise, those fortunate believers who will be entered in the paradise. The jewelry and the ornament which will be given to them, this very angel is making that jewelry, making those ornaments since the universe has been created, and will keep doing so until the day of judgment is established. So we can imagine, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that what great rewards are waiting for mu'mineen, what great rewards are waiting for believers, then why are we so lazy in performing the acts of worship, in performing those acts of worship that will bring about the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why do we still keep engaging in sins? Why do we keep committing sins, keep committing those actions that bring about the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And why do we stay away from those actions due to which we will be able to attain the paradise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we'll be able to use the jewelry, Veda ornaments which Sayyidina Ramya'il alayhi salatu wasalam is making for us since the creation of the universe, and will keep doing so until the day of judgment. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, do not commit any sin. Do not prioritize this world over the hereafter. It is not something very intelligent to do, because the bounties of the hereafter are everlasting, whereas the temporary pleasures and the temporary bounties of this world are for time being. These all will perish, but the hereafter will always remain. So we shall try our utmost to carry out those actions that would please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that would make us more closer to the paradise, and we shall try our utmost to abandon sins, refrain from sins, so we can please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we can stay away from the hellfire. And we also come to know on the same note that Sayyidina Ramya'il alayhi salatu wasalam is also the treasurer over the souls of believers. And every time the soul of a believer is captured, it is handed over to Sayyidina Ramya'il alayhi salatu wasalam. So this is the shan, the glory, the greatness and excellence of Sayyidina Ramya'il alayhi salatu wasalam. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, we shall also pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when our soul is captured, it is handed over to Sayyidina Ramya'il alayhi salatu wasalam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not make us amongst those who are deprived from this honor, that when their soul is captured, then it is not handed over to Sayyidina Ramya'il alayhi salatu wasalam. May our name not be among those unfortunate ones. May our name is inscribed among those fortunate ones who will die with iman, who will die as a believer, whose soul will be handed over to Sayyidina Ramya'il alayhi salatu wasalam, and who will be made to enter paradise by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and who will enjoy the jewelry and ornaments in the paradise that is made for the dwellers of paradise. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyyil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
They are obedient, never commit sins, fulfill